Thank you for downloading this Maritime Law podcast from Coracle Online and Ints & Co. for February 2013. This podcast considers the issue of shipyards liable for failing to obtain extension of refund guarantee within a reasonable time, with particular reference to the cases of 1. Wuhan Ocean Economic and Technical Cooperation Company Limited and 2. Nantong Huigang Shipbuilding Company Limited versus Schifffahrts Gesellschaft Hansa Mercia and Co. A shipyard's failure to procure a renewal of a refund guarantee 2 days before its expiry was held to be a breach of an implied term of the shipbuilding contract that the shipyard must procure an extension within a reasonable time. However, this breach was not of itself repudiatory in nature. It was merely breach of an innominate term of the contract, which did not deprive the innocent party, the buyers in this case, of substantially the whole benefit of the contract. As a result, Mr. Justice Cook, on appeal from an arbitration award, held that the buyers were wrong to terminate the shipbuilding contract when they did, 2 days before the actual expiry date of the refund guarantee. The buyers had entered into the shipbuilding contract with the shipyard on the 8th of January 2004, before the financial crisis. By an addendum to the shipbuilding contract dated 22nd of December 2009, addendum number 4, the parties agreed to a delayed delivery of the vessel. Addendum number 4 extended the delivery date until the 31st of October 2011 and required the shipyard to procure an extension of the refund guarantee until 31st of May 2012. The refund guarantee had been due to expire on the 30th of June 2010. Crucially, addendum number 4 omitted to set a deadline for extension of the refund guarantee. In the interim, the shipbuilding contract had become unprofitable and the buyers were looking to get out of it. On 23rd of April 2010, the buyers made their final inquiry of the shipyard as to when the extended refund guarantee would be provided. 2 months later, on the 28th of June 2010, 2 days before the original refund guarantee was due to expire, the buyers alleged that the shipyard's failure to obtain an extension of the refund guarantee was a repudiatory breach of the shipbuilding contract, which they purported to accept as a ground for terminating the contract. On the 29th of June 2010, the buyers commenced arbitration against the shipyard. Pursuant to the terms of the original refund guarantee, the commencement of arbitration by either party would automatically extend the validity of the guarantee to 60 days after the final arbitration award was issued. Had the buyers made further inquiries of the shipyard, they would have discovered that efforts were being made to obtain the extension. On the 29th of June 2010, the day before the refund guarantee was due to expire, and the same day the buyers commenced arbitration, the refund guarantee was extended by the bank. The arbitration tribunal held that it was necessary to imply a term into the shipbuilding contract that the shipyard should procure the refund guarantee within a reasonable time, as the contract was silent on this point and such term was necessary to protect the buyer's security. The tribunal further found, as a matter of fact, that the reasonable time for the shipyard's performance ended on the 16th of June 2010, 14 days before the refund guarantee was due to expire. After the 16th of June 2010, the shipyard was, in the tribunal's view, in breach of the shipbuilding contract. The tribunal concluded that this was a continuing breach and by the 23rd of June 2010, 7 days before expiry of the refund guarantee, it had become so serious as to go to the root of the shipbuilding contract and constitute a repudiatory breach that entitled the buyers to accept that repudiation and terminate the contract when they did on the 28th of June 2010. The shipyard appealed. Now we look at the Commercial Court decision. The judge agreed with the tribunal that a term should be implied into the contract that the shipyard must procure the extension of the refund guarantee within a reasonable time. He further stated that he could not disturb the tribunal's findings of the fact that the 16th of June 2010, 14 days before the expiry of the guarantee, constituted a reasonable time, and that the shipyard was in breach of the contract on that date. The judge disagreed with the tribunal, however, that this continuing breach became repudiatory when the shipyard failed to procure the extension by the 23rd of June 2010. In his view, the breach was not sufficiently serious so as to deprive the buyers of substantially the whole benefit of the shipbuilding contract. This was because, as the tribunal had found, the refund guarantee would automatically be extended if the buyers commenced arbitration against the shipyard, as they had done. The buyers could even have waited until the expiry of the refund guarantee before commencing arbitration against the shipyard for its breach of the implied term, thereby automatically extending the buyer's security. On that basis, Mr. Justice Cook held that the buyer's security was not imperiled. The judge concluded that there was a breach of contract for which the buyers could be adequately compensated in damages, but not a repudiatory breach that entitled the buyers to terminate the shipbuilding contract when they purported to do so. This decision highlights the need for buyers to exercise extreme caution when agreeing extensions to delivery dates by addenda to shipbuilding contracts. Buyers should consider making an extension of the refund guarantee a condition precedent to the continued existence of the shipbuilding contract, or making time of the essence, and in each case, stipulating the exact consequence of failing to obtain an extension. In this case, the Commercial Court was persuaded that, on the particular wording of the refund guarantee in question, commencement of arbitration would extend the refund guarantee automatically. This will not, however, be the effect of every refund guarantee, and buyers should be cautious not to assume that they will always have this protection. Thanks for listening.